code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on March 17th, 2008. I've got more newcomers coming in all the time, a lot of young people too, who are probably waking up quicker than the older ones. They've had less conditioning. And I advise them to go into my website, cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and download as much information as they can handle to fit all the pieces together, this big jigsaw puzzle that's beyond science fiction. Also go into Alan Watt's Sentient Sentinel for the transcripts which you can download in the various languages of Europe. You can print them up and pass them around, or be selective and give them to those who are at least asking questions. There's no point in wasting your energy these days, especially in this time we're living in, on people who are literally brain dead, living in the TV mentality. Because that's what's happened. We've had so much conditioning all through our lives. The media took over where the school left off, and propaganda works wonders. It becomes your reality. People emulate what they see. They become debased. And when you want to take down a whole world, you must make sure that pretty well everyone in it is pretty well debased, and they emulate that which is given to them, mainly as entertainment. And when that happens, you don't have any bonding. When there's no bonding, you have no one to stand up for you, and you won't stand up for them in times of trouble, which is exactly the ancient techniques of warfare, which have been reintroduced with high tech and broadcast to us in the present time. When war was declared a war on terror, 10 years after it was announced by Bush Sr., when he talked about a new world order coming into view, he was talking about the fulfillment of a very old plan by very wealthy people with a tiered system of secret societies, which they'd worked hard century after century. And that's no big deal when you understand that they had money, power, and institutions. Institutions are intergenerational. They have mandates. They hire people 3 or 4 or 5 generations, all working on the same mandate. So each institution can hire think tanks and control society step by step, intergenerationally. Those people who are outside the loop, the general public, never catch on that pretty well everything in their head, including all the nonsense that's given as education, was deliberately put there for other purposes, mainly for control reasons. They think that entertainment was there really to entertain them, to give them just pleasure, and nothing is further from the truth. In 2001, 1 month before, the towers, the twin towers, the Jackman Boers, went up in smoke. 1 month before, the International Censorship Bureaus met. Now, people thought up until then that your censorship bureau was there to protect your culture. But we found out from that meeting, because it disclosed their findings and their purpose, their function was to see how further they can push the envelope for change, plan change. And now they're going all the way, and we're living through it. A time of terror and chaos, all planned, and now, of course, they're bringing down the money system. Back with more after these messages.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
You know what that song is? You've heard it before. It's called Rally Round the Flag. Kind of makes you feel good, doesn't it? Like you're proud to be an American. That's what Ron Paul is. A great American. And he needs you to rally round with your own Ron Paul flag. Ron Paul flags can be mounted on your home or RV, as a banner, or flown beneath the American flag, or by themselves. You decide. Just fly your Ron Paul flag proudly after you order one, two, or more from RonPaulFlags.com. Choose the Ron Paul Revolution flag for just over $43 or the Ron Paul 08 flag for the same price. Order two or more for a $6 discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com and see what these great flags look like. That's RonPaulFlags.com. Put your state on the map as a Ron Paul state. Visit RonPaulFlags.com today.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix and just going back a few years to mention what the International Censorship Committees came up with. What they came up with was really to push the envelope to further disintegrate society by what they would be showing on television under the guise of entertainment. You must debase a people before you conquer them completely. Because, as I say, when no one can bond anymore, then no one stands up for anyone else. And the government can talk directly to you with no one in between or around you. The dream of tyrants down through the ages. And this is a tyranny, this whole New World Order is a tyranny of those who have the money and who truly believe they're the most advanced species on the planet under the Darwinian scheme of things, because they hold the power, they hold money intergenerationally, they don't have too many bad offspring that go and squander it, as they say in their own writings. So they can pretty well guarantee, because of the close inbreeding, what their offspring will do and how they'll behave. The problem is, too, they've hired millions, literally millions of intellectuals on their payrolls through various associations who get grants from these associations and institutions to further their propaganda and to further their hold over the public, because to brainwash people who then lead the people or take charge of the people, the bureaucracy, you might say. You've got to educate them along a certain way of thinking and reasoning so that they themselves will believe that they are also members of an elite. And that's happened, it's happened for over 100 years as bureaucracies grow and grow and grow. The war on terror is a true war on terror because eventually people will, through pure desperation, stand up to what's happening when their backs are against the wall. And they know this because this is an agenda to create a whole new civilization with none of the old civilization remaining, not even the memory of it. The old religions have to be shattered completely. Superstitions, they call them at the top. If they have their own one, of course, everything else is a superstition in comparison. And marriage, of course, is a bygone thing. Science is taking care of that. Therefore, science will dictate to the public who should live, who should die, who should get born, what kind of people should be born, what mixture of genes and tampering by scientists will create the new types that will be better servants. And that the new utopia, if these madmen get their way, of course, is really a Frankensteinian society of created, purpose-created, ideal slaves. And that will be their peace when they don't have to worry about the populations anymore. And that's what they mean by a war on terror. Everyone, technically, is a potential terrorist. And when you stand up against what's happening, or you begin to lose your homes, or you can't get food, you will be classified as a terrorist if you don't lay down and simply die. That's well understood. And this system is worldwide. Worldwide. Every country in the planet went into action at the same time with the same omnibus bills on anti-terrorism. They all written synchronicity in unison, which tells you it took a long, long time of negotiations and planning between bureaucracies to bring all this about. Now, there's an article in The Guardian, and this is March 16th, 2008, theguardian.co.uk, and it says, MI5 seeks powers to trawl records in new terror hunt. Now remember what I said, what a terrorist is. It's anybody who eventually is going to get targeted, lose their homes, property, can't feed themselves, and so on. And it says here, counter-terrorism experts call it a force multiplier, an attack combining slaughter. This is their words. An attack combining slaughter and electronic chaos. Now, Britain's security services want total access to commuters' travel records to help them meet the threat. By Gabby Hinsliff, the political editor. Millions of commuters could have their private movements around cities secretly monitored under new counter-terrorism powers being sought by the security services. Records of journeys made by people using smart cards allow 17 million Britons to travel by underground bus and train with a single swipe at the ticket barrier or among a welter of private information held by the state, to which MI5 and police counter-terrorism officers want access in order to help identify patterns of suspicious behavior. Now, what is suspicious behavior? It'll be a look of utter desperation one day, and it could be a look from your face. Request by the security services described by Shadow Home Secretary David Davis last night as extraordinary forms part of a fierce Whitehall debate over how much access the state should have to people's private lives in its efforts to combat terrorism. It comes as the Cabinet Office finalizes Gordon Brown's new national security strategy, expected to identify a string of new threats to Britain, ranging from future water wars between countries left drought-ridden by climate change to cyber attacks. Now, when did they plan the water war nonsense? That was done back in the 60s when the UN had a world meeting in Israel. They talked about eventually the takeover of water supplies of the entire planet, because everyone must have the basic things which you need for survival left to the big boys. They're going to own it all. That's what they mean by interdependence. You're totally dependent for food, shelter, clothing, warmth, and everything else. You're dependent on the big boys. To continue this article here, the water wars between countries left drought-ridden by climate change to cyber attacks using computer hacking technology to disrupt vital elements of national infrastructure. I don't know if you know, but this last week and a half, worldwide, there's been a combined practice cyber war going on with every government and every top government agency and all the big institutions involved, universities and so on. And that's why your mail is bouncing back and things are going slow and all the rest of it. To continue this article, the fear of cyber warfare has climbed Whitehall's agenda since last year's attack on the Baltic nation of Estonia, in which Russian hijackers swamped state servers with millions of electronic messages until they collapsed. The Estonian defense and foreign ministries and major banks were paralyzed, while even its emergency services call system was temporarily knocked out. The attack was seen as a warning that battles once fought by invading armies or aerial bombardment could soon be replaced by virtual but equally deadly wars in cyberspace. So that's the nonsense they're giving us about terrorism. There's also another article, I won't read it all, but it's about companies now that have been tracking the public with cell phones for years, and they've been collecting data from the cell phones, and they're collecting the data on who they meet with, associations they belong to. And then when you meet with the association, they then track everyone else there with a cell phone to see if they have similar qualities and traits as you. Total personality profiles. Total personality profiles. And they say they can predict your movements for the next month or so by studying you for at least 1 month. You can predict your movements. Pretty amazing, isn't it? And the people are fast asleep. Fast asleep, because as long as you can turn on that television set and your favorite soap comes on, or comedy, or whatever else you watch, you'll think everything must be just dandy. Meanwhile, diesel is more expensive than gasoline, and gasoline itself is high enough, so 118 a litre here in Canada. Diesel is about another 8 or 9 cents higher per litre. And it's not going to stop. We've been told officially that within 2 or 3 months, it'll be up to 140, 150 per litre, easily. Because they're on a roll, and I've said it for years, as the U.S. finishes off its job in the Middle East, they'll be taking down the system back home at the same time. That is the agenda. And they've taken away all the safety nets, they've taken away all the subsidies towards certain things, food, and so on, and everything is going through the roof. And once we're all terrified, we'll be pleading to government to help us, and they'll roll forward this new agenda with new rules, and everybody will be so glad they'll give everything up to be fed. That's basically it. You realize that we're really on a roll to complete planned New World Order. And it's hard for many people who are breaking down in these times, as they see it happening to them. Many of them don't know the whole story behind it. They only know they are personally affected. Those at the bottom are feeling the pinch quicker than anyone else. The middle classes never complain until it hits them. And then they start howling too. And something must be done, etc. Now when we go to the phones, and we've got Tim from North Carolina. Are you there, Tim?
How are you doing, Alan?
Yes.
You know, I never had downloaded that Aldous Huxley MP3. And I was totally blown away by it.
Yeah, hold on a second. I hear the music coming. We'll talk about it after the break.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and we're cutting through this wicked matrix system that we've been born and reared in, and it's all around us. And we're talking to Tim from North Carolina. Are you still there, Tim?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Yeah, go ahead.
I downloaded that Aldous Huxley MP3. I never had listened to it.
Yeah.
And I mean, to listen to that, that says it all, doesn't it?
Yeah. What's interesting, do you notice how he says everything in such a way you're almost mesmerized, and people even laugh at the little jokes he throws in there?
Yeah. And then it's at the Higher Learning Institution, Berkeley, and they're out there clapping and loving it.
Yep. Because those students, of course, are from the upper elite themselves who end up going into the higher bureaucracies, and of course they think they're safe from it all. But that's why he gave those kind of lectures to that particular type of university.
And he said it with such ease. Did you notice that?
Oh, yeah. It just rolled off his tongue. And I've got other speeches, too, he gave when he went into more detail. He had no problems with cutting down the population. The only time he becomes animated, even in that particular talk, is when he's talking about the wires going into the brains of people and how they can control them and how placid they become at Tavistock Institute, where he worked.
Right, that and the sex part, I caught that.
Yeah.
That really turned this
creep on, you know.
And I've got one question. From everything I've been learning, was the whole mystery school thing had to be about then teaching them how to run the civilization is really what it was about, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. It was. It was literally how man functioned, how man thought, and actually they call them the milestones from a baby male all the way up through the different stages and ages, and how your opinions change, what kind of opinions you'd have when you're 50 or 60 as opposed to when you're 30 or 40. Vast volumes on this kind of stuff, and also the same with the female from the baby onwards, and how to, and once you understand that, you can manipulate either perfectly.
And he this guy, I'm telling you, anybody with a brain that listens to that, if they can't glue the pieces together with this guy talking, their brain dead.
Yes.
Yeah,
but it truly is. Thanks for calling. Yeah, Huxley himself, I mean, he used drugs, too, for his altered states. And we now know that Timothy O'Leary, which was a Masonic name, it was given to one of the doctors who was put out there to promote drugs to the youth. He used to appear on stage with his white coat on and talk about the wonders of the drugs and the drug culture. They had to get that going big time. And now it turns out it was declassified. He did work for the CIA. So the CIA and MI5 and 6 were promoting all of this. Nothing came from the grassroots. The whole drug culture was promoted from the top down into society. And they had to destroy, as I say, the old remnant of the tribal system. That was the family unit. That was so important. And the way to do it was free love, as they first called it, in the late 1800s, because H.G. Wells' first books that he was told to write were to promote what he called free love in the 1880s and 1890s. And many of them were doing the same thing, but they didn't have the pill, they didn't have the abortion clinics and all the rest of it to take care of all the problems, or the antibiotics to take care of the diseases. So they had to go back to the drawing board and try it again in the 20s. They still didn't have enough science behind them, and so they reintroduced the exact same thing back in the 1960s. And it worked perfectly well then. Drugs, the wild lifestyle, do your own thing, there's no consequences to anything, and everybody fell for it. You see, any need that a person has, any drive that you have, a natural drive or need, can become an obsession if it's promoted through propaganda. And you see the image within imagination, you see. You have an image within your mind when it's promoted over and over and over for food or for whatever, you'll keep eating and eating and eating, and you become the side effect or the outcome of that image that's implanted. And it's the same with every other drive that you have in you, every other need that you have in you. They can use that and exaggerate it, and you become exactly what they wanted you to become, which is technically and mainly dysfunctional as far as standing up as a group for anything, and you certainly won't stand up for any individual. We have a hard society today. There's only little clusters of people here and there in the rural areas that would still help each other out. The cities are hard places to be. They're very dangerous places to be, and they'd be utterly chaotic when it comes down to the crunch. When the money stops flowing, the food stops coming into the supermarkets, you'll see them turn on each other so fast. They don't even know their neighbors. They don't know anyone. That's pretty sad. But again, it's by design. Now we've got Mohammed from Oregon. Are you there, Mohammed?
Of course. Yes, sir. And thank you very much indeed for taking my call and giving me opportunity to give my views. I need to talk to you about a few things, but quick, we go to the Iran's elections. That it was the Friday, last Friday, there was Iran's election for parliament, and they rigged the elections. And of course, those people who were elected, they are supporters of the Ahmadinejad, the terrorist president of Iran. And so this is the number one. And the second one is the admiral.
Yeah, hold on a minute, and we'll come back after the break with this. Yeah.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. If you are not completely satisfied, we offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
Hi, I'm Alan Watt, calling through the Matrix. And we have Mohammed on the line, who's talking about Iran and the elections there. You want to continue?
Yes, yeah, sure, indeed. Thank you very much. The parliament, the new parliament in Iran, our majority, 90%, are supporters of the Ahmadinejad, and Admiral Williams was fired from CENTCOM because he was against the war with Iran. So now they're going to replace Admiral Williams with another one who is in favor of the attacking Iran. And so now we are going to get one step more closer to Iran. And it's very sad that...
I know, I've just got people who came back from Iran on a visit. And everybody's just sitting, just ordinary people, ordinary families, sitting waiting for the U.S. to go in and start bombing them.
Right.
As we did with Iraq, and I don't think people here, as we sit and entertain ourselves and play ourselves and amuse ourselves, realize what's going on across the world, and because what's going on across the world, once it's all finished, will be happening here at home. I hope we all realize that.
Exactly, indeed. And we, once we see the gasoline is $5.20 in California, that's another indication, because you see, they're not going to suddenly bring the gas to $10, $15 per gallon. they do it gradually, and once they are around $10 or $15 per gallon in the United States, then the attack will start. Then they will not blame it on the because of Iran's attack. Otherwise, people say, oh, you attack Iran, so that's why we have to pay $15, $20 per gallon per gas.
Yeah, but that's the agenda. That the agenda is to get everyone back here and across the Western world off the road, crowded into the big cities, and that's what's happening. It's nothing to do with the Middle East. There's Kosovo. They've just declared that they just found this great, huge find of oil there, and that's the real reason they were in there in the first place, apart from the fact that the Taliban had stopped the poppy growing for the heroin. And it was ethnic Albanians who were the supply guys who brought it all to Marseille in Germany for processing for the CIA to distribute across the Western world. So that was the real reasons behind the war there. So it's the same thing there, too. These guys are simply plundering the planet because all things that they have must belong to them. Everything must belong to them in the long run. All resources, all food, all everything which is necessary for human life will be owned by a few corporations, international corporations, and this is exactly what Professor Carl Quigley was talking about.
Exactly, indeed. And AlexAnsari.com has already interviewed with Daniel about the Bilderberg meetings, and he's a specialist, and I advise all your listeners go to AlexAnsari.com. And
I don't want anyone else's names put on my sites.
Oh, okay. All right.
Because that's what people do, and until I check up people myself, I don't like them advising where to go. I mean, there's some people out there that have so much weird stuff that simply bring you back into another loop or take you off into outer space.
Right.
But I'd rather not promote other people's sites.
Oh, sure. And another thing is that people working 10 years in a company, now they have to take personality tests to see how they act with their clients. I mean, this never was happened before. Do you have a comment on that? Please?
Well, that's exactly what George Orwell talked about with the bureaucracy. He goes right through it in his book, 1984, How the Bureaucratic Mind Must Work. Nothing has to be logical for the bureaucrat. He must simply learn what's politically correct today. And tomorrow, if there's a new set of rules there where it's turned upside down and the opposite is true, they will then parrot the opposite. That's what it's all about.
Exactly, indeed. And thank you very much for taking my call. And you have a good night in Canada,
you too,
sir.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
And I've got Tony from Massachusetts. Are you there, Tony?
I'm here.
Yes.
Yes. How you doing? This is the first time I'm calling you. I've been listening to your show for just a short while, maybe about a month or two, but I really have to say I appreciate the sacrifice you're making to get this information out to people.
I appreciate that because I'll tell you, it is tough. It is tough. And I'm the only person really out there who doesn't get paid by the studios or the backers. I don't bring on guests who simply sell you stuff. If I did, I'd be rolling in money. But I think the intent has to be separate from commerce at this stage of the game because we're in dire straits.
Oh, definitely. You know, it's interesting because in light of what's happening here in the States, and I'm sure in Canada as well, but especially more acutely here in the States with the economic situation, I find it so strange that I try to relate a lot of this information to my friends, my relatives, and it's funny how you speak to them and they'll understand what you're saying and they'll agree with it to some extent, but then they'll switch right back to a political candidate or someone they want to vote for, and they just think that once they get this guy in, mm-hmm. whether it's one of these candidates that's out there now is they're going to come in and just sweepingly change everything.
Yeah.
And it's just so frustrating to actually speak to them. It's almost like they're in denial, and you can see the whole system,
mm-hmm.
What they're doing, the system crumbling right around you, and they just...
Yeah, they're actually denying their own perceptions around them, and they want to believe that news. And Brzezinski said it. See, they've had such conditioning their whole lives long. They've grown up with their favorite newscasters who's always in that room at 6 o'clock every night, like a big daddy talking to you. and staring right in at you from that camera. And they truly believe that they cannot reason for themselves. That's what Brzezinski said. They'll only be able to take their downloading from the media and repeat that amongst themselves. That's perfect conditioning we're seeing.
It really is. It can be a bit disheartening because you, like you, I've heard you, other callers say, you kind of live inside your own head and you want to actually really get them to wake up. But it's just that you realize with a lot of people, and a lot of them are educated. It's not like they're people who haven't been to school, who haven't experienced a lot of life, and who don't have common sense. But it's just, it's amazing how it really is true. They've really been conditioned to think that way, and it's kind of sad.
It is sad. And we all get confused between the ability to be educated and well-educated and what we call intellect. They're two completely different things. Someone who's educable is simply someone who can become a good parrot. That's how you get through university. You parrot what you're told. But someone who's streetwise uses their intellect and they derive conclusions from their own perceptions. Big difference. And these people are not streetwise in any way at all. The world, as I say, the world has been pulled over their eyes. This big illusion of put forth by the media and television, newspapers, magazines, all working together to give them a fake idea of what reality is.
Well, hopefully, if we can't get to them, at least you can at least get to the few ones out there that will really, really listen. And I really appreciate what you're doing. And if I can support you in any way through your site, I will definitely do that. And thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Yep, we're in bad straits. It's dire straits now because it's coming down. And as I say, everyone will be classified as a potential terrorist because if you're starving to death, you will not be too happy with any government that happens to be there or any official, and you'll be classified as a terrorist if you speak out or do something drastic or steal some bread, because all laws now, all the laws are coming under terrorism. If you've noticed that, even civil offenses now are coming under terrorism. You can't cross a border if you have an outstanding ticket somewhere. The Canadian authorities are using the FBI database. Because, you see, we're already integrated. They integrate long before they sign their final agreements. And since 2005, every year on television, we see the big three guys getting together to sign Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. closer into closer ties, as the couching terms use, closer ties and integration. They called it Fortress America. And they've already said that high-level bureaucrats in Ottawa, Canada, can apply for similar jobs in Washington, D.C. and be accepted, and vice versa. We are integrated already. The armies now are integrated as well. And Canadian troops have been brought down to the U.S. side, Mexican and U.S. troops brought to Canada. That's all part of the agreement, signed, sealed, and delivered. So we're simply living through a drama right now as we start taking the rest of the system down. Now we've got Michael in Ottawa. Are you there, Michael?
Alan, you don't remember me. I'm actually from Sudbury, and I'm moved here to Ottawa. Sort of
okay.
Like that. So I've got some information to help out everybody that's out there. Number one, they got scalar weapons. Go buy yourself magnets. Get a slingshot. Hit it towards you. You're going to create an interference pattern, right? They got certain light rays. What you have to do is, again, an interference pattern. Get a gel, blue gel. Put it on the light, it creates an interference pattern against the red. So there's certain things that we can do in order to get ourselves ready just by having certain items in our home. Have water available. Maybe learn about edible plants. I know about the chemtrails and everything else like that, so obviously you'd have to wash those things. Get yourself some bottles of Javix. Put that off to the side. Sort of this emergency repair kit. I know that everybody seems to be very hostile towards this thing happening. But we got to remember, if there's certain words in some of these different books and everything else saying that suddenly there's going to be an occurrence, if you look towards the sky, you start to understand that if we're coming towards the time of water, we're supposed to have an alignment with the gamma rays of where the Big Bangs originally occurred, which means that we'll be into a different field of the actual physical elements of the Earth. In other words, that alignment sort of thing. Some people say there's supposed to be some kind of planet come by every 3,600 years. I don't know if that's true or not, and whether it's true or not, it doesn't matter.
Well, what they should be doing is stocking up on
stocking up stuff. You've got to understand that also, because they've got machines that they can go and they can x-ray your place, they'll go, oh, look, there's food for our army, because they'll recognize the cans because it's giving off electromagnetic signal. It'll be bouncing it off. Mm-hmm. So that's not necessarily something. It's more the dry goods and putting it in plastic containers. So that would be one piece of advice I could give to people about the food. Don't have people do that,
and they also use scattered metal filings around, too. Mm-hmm. You can get them in any engineering shop. They'll give you buckets of them.
But then we also... But then there's other things, too, about the gas, excuse me for a second, about the oil and everything else. I don't think this is the principality to go and run machines, because the oil itself can be made a product, which is plastic sort of thing, and I believe that one of the reasons why they suddenly went, the government up here went and says, oh, all the homosexual people, look, Canada's so liberal and everything else, and look, they smoke dope, is they want to move everybody here because they realize if there's a war that they want to create with Korea, it's going to come our way, and we're basically the drop zone for all this stuff. So they're basically putting the garbage in the backyard from what they want to understand. And also by the simple fact that if people start to realize that this transgender gending type stuff is caused from phylates, which is contained in plastics and oils and chewing gum and all that.
Estrogens and all the rest of it.
Yeah.
But that's all stuff. I've done lots of talks on that. The thing is, you see, we've been under war attack for a long, long time.
Oh, yes.
And we're not the first generation either.
Belief.
We're not the first generation to go through this. All inoculations were intended to knock out our immune systems. That's evident by looking at the studies on immune systems and reactions from the 50s onwards. We've been dropping like a stone.
Mm.
And this is warfare. You soften up the enemy. You make sure he's no defenses. Then you attack him. It's quite simple. Back in World War II, when World War II was still raging, King George, at the time of England, set up a panel to discuss depopulation for the future. During World War II, they weren't killing enough off, you understand?
Well, they were even doing that before with the Bavarian Illuminati. They were actually...
Well, they were doing that even with Malthus, but regardless of that,
yeah.
Kissinger eventually drafted up enemy to the state. The number one enemy was overpopulation, and he drafted up a document... about the whole thing here, and it was signed by Nixon into law. Every president since has signed it, that they would have to bring the population down by any and every means possible.
True law versus criminal law. And there's crimes aren't created, they're legislated. And that's where it's basically come down to. And legislating something forward, are we supposed to believe that NAFTA is something that was democratic? No, nothing was.
Nothing was democratic. The democracy, as I say, was a sham from the beginning to simply stop revolutions happening every 4 or 5 years.
And each one of them made money for the Rockefellers and all those different individuals who had a gainsay in the situation. I believe that elimination, I looked at certain things and they had things called the time office. And if we had the elimination of money, then it would take that power out of the power broker's hands. And we could run it on a social net interest sort of group, not in sort of a communal, not communism, communalism sort of aspect.
Well, people forget that their ancestors, before money was brought in, they lived mainly rural, but they were also tribal, and they did very well without money systems.
Yes.
And it was a money system that created the city structure, which created the artificial rulers and governors. You had to bring everything in. You couldn't grow anything for yourself or support yourself. And so they could also hire an army for money and go off and conquer everyone else around.
I wonder how many people realize while they're passing around these pieces of paper that these are actually notes of slavitude of themselves.
Yeah.
They don't realize it's a bond of a slave, and they're using it. Because I actually was medic at Montebello for the SPP. And I went and I was there to help 200 people with tear gas and a friend I had with rubber bullet wounds and everything else like that. So I'm actually a warrior and actually physically involved in the frontline sort of movement to get these individuals and to allow people to understand sort of thing. And I move around the Ottawa situation and I let people know about certain things. And Actually, back when I was in Sudbury, I was doing it back in Sudbury, too, and I was taking care of things that were out there. So, I think that what it is a lot of people have got to open their ears, their eyes, and forget their own particular observations. Look at what everybody has compiled, because we're being blinded.
What do you have to do? I mean, basically, if anyone who can do it should start, and a lot of people have been. They've been moving out of the cities and downsizing, as they call it, and putting up with a little bit more hardship and getting some stuff stopped by for the hard times that are coming, because you don't want to be in a city when this goes down.
Oh, no. In the city, will just be, the city's just, if they start to use some of these new items that they got, they can flare electromagnetics throughout these cities because they're so conductive for electricity.
Okay. Well, the break's coming up, but thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Bye now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hello, James. Hello. Hello. Yeah, is James from Australia there?
Quick, but I was wondering what all the fuss about the Japan whaling protests and all this sort of hysteria about animal rights, and am I just being too cynical about the wildlife and animals, or is it something more to do with taking away sovereignty and, you know, bolstering up international law? I've been thinking about this for months now.
It's international law. Australia, Japan, New Zealand are going under another sector or region, and China will be the boss. So they'll be taken down too, to an extent. China is to be the boss over them. Right. With the Royal Institute of International Affairs, that's their own, from their own meetings from years ago.
Wow. Didn't realize it at all, yeah.
It's yeah.
Another thing
they first
had
the meeting. The first meeting was in the 1930s. The books that I have from the Royal Institute for International Affairs and the Australian Institute for International Affairs, that's where they held at Melbourne, Australia, 1937, and they talked about the region set up and to be a dominant country. Well, China will be the dominant country for that part of the world. So you're seeing the other countries become more communist in some ways, more bureaucratic, bureaucracies ruling them, and that's because China eventually will be using their own system over that whole region. Yeah.
Wow, okay. Just one more question, if that was okay. Just wondering, what is the cause of you know, family and friends to sort of turn on you when you start speaking from your own mind? And I've been and graduated through university as well, and I've been through that sort of ceremony where you do all those weird things and handshakes.
I tell
and stuff,
people not to waste time too much with family. I'm not kidding. You'll estrange yourself from them, because it's so, maybe one in a few thousand will ever wake up. And the chances of it happening for two in the same family are very remote. So rather than strange yourself and having them turn on you, which they will, you're best to look for those who are awake and have some peace at home with the family. Most folk will not be able to break out of the mind conditioning. They've had too much of it, and it also terrifies them.
Yeah, there's one person I was speaking to in my family that they were sort of accusing me of being you know, superior and having this attitude of being better, which wasn't the case. I was just talking facts in all I speak, and I just couldn't understand it. Like, it's just, it was such a sudden reaction to get from them, and it's just weird.
I know. It's scary, because they'll attack you. They'll actually attack you because you're frightening them, and they want to believe that the system could never do anything so bad to them. This is a patriarchal type system. It's really an oligarchy at the top, but it's a sort of patriarchal system where they tell and we do. And we've been taught to believe that Big Daddy won't do anything to harm you. Their whole lives have been full of this kind of propaganda. Yeah. And they have no idea that the sovereignty issue is over, is gone, and that their fate was decided upon a long time ago. Let's say, at least as far, published as far back as the 1930s.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Alan.
Thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
And that's a sad fact of things. I mean, don't estrange yourself from them. People will turn on you. And why cause yourself problems if you have to live around them? There's also, some people will also report you, think you're crazy, and have you carted off to the old loony bin for some reconditioning. Yeah, I could hear the music coming, so. From Hamish, myself, up here in cold Ontario, Canada, still cold, it's good night to me, your God.